You don't want to? Yeah, okay. Well, stand up, let him just wave at him, okay? So, all right. So we come from a small town. We live in Oklahoma City. We've been there for a bunch of years, you know. And I'm a 39 or 49, I forget where I'm holding. Anyway, keep having that birthday every time. That wasn't a laugh, was it? Anyway, we come from a small town from another country. We grew up in Arkansas, and Jan and I got married real young. She was 11, I was 13. You can do that there, right? Well, that's not the big deal. She's my first cousin, too. No, I'm kidding. All that was a joke, no. But we did get married young, but she loved the Lord, and I was a boogerhead. I was not yet saved, and I was out playing music, you know, and dances and places I was too young to be playing at. And one day, her grandparents had a cafe downtown, and a rec had some nice pool tables in the back. It's a big place. The pool table was like this. I mean, it was this big, and so a lot of people would go there and hang out. And she was standing out front one day, just resting from, I think, doing a little helping her grandma. And I went by. Whoa! And I turned back around. It didn't take long to turn around our little town. Okay, we didn't have a stoplight. Do you guys have a stoplight here? Okay, we didn't have a stoplight. Barely had stop signs, but I turned back around and I went woo! And I got all my courage up. I was going to ask her to go riding with me. Well, I knew one of her relatives. That was a friend of mine. I said, "Would you ask her to go riding?" So that's the best. And so we went riding for about 30 minutes up and down. Y'all drag me in here. Y'all know what dragging means? So we dragged me in for about 30 minutes and didn't say a word. You know, just kind of. And I waved at everybody that came by. And so that was a long time ago. But, well, I might as well go ahead and say it. Coming up in June will be our 48th wedding anniversary. And so, so thank you. And I'm 49. You figure that one out. I don't know. Anyway. But we're so glad to be here with you this morning and worship the Lord with you. I appreciate those kind words. How many know you have some wonderful pastors here? I'm telling you, you have some. That's a good point to go. Yes, and clap. You have some wonderful pastors here. And we grew up in a church about this size. Well, it wasn't this big, not when it started, right? A little building downtown, and the most wonderful pastor. He just passed away last year. And godly man. You guys remind me a lot of them because you have a pastor's heart. You know, I love that. And they're the same. What I've noticed is the same way all the time. Now, I would love to hear him. I would like to hear him break out in a little auctioneer talk. Isn't that cool? Do you do that during an offering? Hey, what do you have of it? That would come in handy, I guess, right? But he loves you so much, and I know you love and Jada and Pastor Mark. And I get to spend every month. We get to spend some time together there in Oklahoma City. So thank you for inviting us today. And without that, without any further, little swampy. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When you get to be my age, you start looking at age calculators and seeing how much more I got left. But I plan to live a long time, and I'm having the best time of my life right now. Because when I hear that trumpet sound, I'm going to rise up out of the ground. There ain't no grave going to hold my body down. Some glad morning when this life is over, oh, I'll fly away. On God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. I die, hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I'll fly away. Now we have a bus outside. Anybody want to check out today? Anybody want to go to heaven today? I didn't think so. Everybody's sitting in their chair seats, right? So we used to sing a lot about flying away, and it's going to be awesome when that time comes. But for now, God wants you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. And when he calls you, you'll know it's time, but it's not time yet. Amen. You're still here, right? Let's stand up and sing a little bit together. Driving down the highway, thinking about my payday, rocking to my rain. That's a normal day, right? Put my song on replay, knowing that someday heaven's where I'm gonna go. But when Jesus calls, I'm going, going, gone. I'll get on the bus that day, right? Don't look for me, I'll be on my way. I'm heaven bound, I'm not here to stay. Oh, I love this life I'm living and the blessings I've been given. How about you? But when he calls my name, don't look for me. Guess what? I'll be on my way. Tell someone, I'll be on my way. Not yet, but I will be one day. Praising every Sunday, working on a Monday, every day's a gift to me. Even on a bad day, life is more than okay. I've got friends and family. But when Jesus calls, I'm going, going, gone. Don't look for me. Tell someone, I'll be on my way. I'm heaven bound. Heaven bound right now. I'm not here to stay. Though I love this life I'm living and the lessons I've been given, when he calls my name, don't look for me. I'll be on my way. I'll be gone on my way to my heavenly home on my way. Now let me hear you sing it. Don't look for me. Where are you gonna be? I'll be on my way. Guess where we're going? I'm heaven bound. I'm not here to stay. Oh, though I love this life I'm living and the blessings I've been given, when he calls my name, don't look for me. I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way. But until then, guess what? God's got a purpose and a plan for your life. Amen. You were called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. I think God saves the best for last, didn't he? Yeah. You're on this planet. He's got a purpose and a plan for you. Amen. He's giving you gifts. Come on, sing this with me. Think about it. I'm living in the end times. Do you believe that? I'm standing on the front lines, risking everything, living extreme. I'm living on the edge. Any fanatics in here? I'm taking off the limits and trusting Jesus every minute. I'm getting off the fence. I'm living intense. I'm living on the edge. Okay, now we're gonna get down. You ready? I'm living on the edge with a purpose and a passion. I'm living on the edge in a fanatical fight. Any fanatics here? I think so. I'm living for Jesus. Quite enthusiast. Enthusiasm means God inside. Hey, to conceal the way that I feel. I'm living on the edge. Now, anyone feel like this? I got a fire in my soul, too hot to handle or to hold. Oh, totally inspired, a Holy Ghost fire. I'm living on the edge. Got rare back say, I'm living on the edge with a purpose. direction. I'm living on the edge in a fanatical fashion. I'm living for Jesus, quite enthusiastic. The way to conceal the way that I feel. I'm living on the edge. But it's already on the track, so we might play it twice. Now let's think about the time that we're living in. Living in the end times, standing on the front line with praise, risking everything. Living extreme, living on the edge, taking off the limits, and trusting Jesus every minute. Getting off the fence, living intense, living on the edge. Yeah, I'm living on the edge. Fanatics, give a shout to Jesus. Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's why we're here this morning. They shall walk, yes, they shall run, and mount up on eagles' wings. Let's sing that again. This is scripture. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall renew their strength. They shall walk, yes, they shall run, and mount up on eagles' wings. My daughter's going to help me sing.
Teach me to fly.
That's our daughter Bethany.
Above the clouds of doubt and fear, teach me to fly, Jesus. Rising higher and higher into heavenly places, where I see your face and I leave all my care behind. When life tries to hold me down,
Lord,
me to fight.
Cause they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk, yes, they shall run, and mount up on eagles' wings. Y'all say, help me.
Teach me to fly.
Above the clouds of doubt and fear.
Above the clouds of doubt and fear. Teach me to fly, Jesus. Rising higher and higher into heavenly places, where I see your face and I leave all my care behind. When life tries to hold,
So that's why we come to church, right? How many of you come in sometimes just feeling really bad? So you come in and you lift up your hands, you begin to worship the Lord, and your spirit's renewed. How many know what I'm talking about? That's God. That's God. That's why we're here this morning.
Teach me to fly, Jesus, above the clouds of doubt and fear. Teach me to fly, Jesus, rising higher and higher into heavenly places where I see your face and I leave all my care behind. When life tries to hold me down, teach me to fly.
Men who want to.
Teach me to fly, Jesus. Rising higher and higher into heavenly places.
Sounds good, Jada.
And I leave all my care behind. When life tries to hold me down.
What?
Teach me to fly.
So you can be seated if you want to, or you can fly if you want to. It's okay. I mean, I remember just a few years back, a little year called 2020. Did they let you guys have church out in Leedy? We didn't know what to do, right? I was supposed to record an album in Nashville in March and April of 2020. And the engineer called and said, what do you think? Do you want to come? It's a Sunday. I'm supposed to be there on Monday, fly on Monday. So are you coming? What do you think? I said, who knows what to think? We didn't know. It was just coming around. We didn't know what in the world to think. And he said, because there were people already dying in Nashville, he said, let's go ahead and do it later. I said, okay, sounds good to me. I don't know what else to do. It's kind of weird. But I want you to feel right here. Is this still ticking this morning? If it's still ticking, guess what? God's got a purpose and a plan for you. Amen. He's not finished with you. And if you're facing something this morning, I want you to know that hope, God wants to renew your hope this morning. I wrote this song back then because I didn't know what in the world was going on. I don't think anything is. Are we living the sci-fi movie? Wake me up. If it's a dream, did this whole world just stop spinning? Will it ever start again? Separated all together, we're in a war, so let us fight. There's an enemy we cannot see, but we're gonna see the light. Ooh, we are in this world together, going through the stormy weather to a brighter day. Ooh, we have hope for our tomorrow. We see sunshine for our sorrow, and a brighter day. It's gonna be okay. Look at your neighbor, say it's gonna be alright. I see a brighter day. Now are we loving every day we're living? Are we daring to dream again? Cause this old world needs a new beginning when it feels like it's the end. Hope is rising on in the ashes, and the page is soon to turn to the chapter we're awaiting when we're rising like the sun. Ooh, we are in this world together, going through the stormy weather to a brighter day. Ooh, we have hope for our tomorrow. We'll see sunshine from our sorrow and a brighter day. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. I see a brighter day. Now this is 2024, right? It's gonna be okay. Yeah. I see a brighter day. Ooh, we are in this world together. We're going through the stormy weather to a brighter day. Ooh, have hope for our tomorrow. We'll see sunshine for our sorrow. And a brighter day, it's gonna be okay. I see a brighter day. Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't expecting it, but that's all right. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I wrote I'm a worship leader, right? And the Lord began to give me these songs that were kind of outside the box. What I mean outside the box is songs that I sing like at the state fair and in other places. And I actually sing them in church too because they make sense. But I wrote this first song and I was imagining what would it be like to be without Jan. This was my first country song, and I did not want to ever sing country. When I was in college, I took one of my vocal teacher. He was having me sing in Italian. I'm laughing. I laughed, couldn't do it. You know. He said, "You sound like a country singer because you always go on the end." I said, "Shut up," you know. And then I recorded a country song just for fun back in the 90s, just for fun. Got all the best musicians there in Oklahoma City and put it together. And when I sang it, it came out perfect the first time. And the engineer said, "Must be country." I said, "Shut up." So that happened two or three times. So I decided, okay, I'm just going to... If you're a songwriter this morning, I don't know if anyone likes to write songs, but I like to write out different genres. And it just goes like this. And this is reminding you to love those that are around you and appreciate those who are gone. Ain't it a shame how I took you for granted? I never thanked you quite enough for all the things you've done. No one could love me the way you always loved me. Now I got a lot of time to think about you since you're gone. A thousand times I want to hold you. A thousand times I wish I told you how much you mean to me. I tell you a thousand times. A thousand times I want to love you. A thousand times I'm thinking of you. I wish I had one more time to tell you a thousand times. Now ain't it funny how we gain a new perspective? It wasn't long and you were gone to see things a different way. I wish I had the chance to do it all over. I bet I'd find the time to say I love you a thousand times. A thousand times I want to hold you. A thousand times I wish I told you how much you mean to me. Tell you a thousand times. A thousand times I want to love you. A thousand times I'm thinking of you. I wish I had one more time to tell you a thousand times. A thousand times. Oh, a thousand times. I wish that you were here. Wished a thousand times. Can you think of anyone that you missed? A thousand times I want to hold you. A thousand times I wish I told you how much you mean to me. I tell you a thousand times. A thousand times I want to love you. A thousand times I'm thinking of you. I wish I had one more time tell you a thousand times. I wish I had one more time tell you a thousand times. I wish I had one more time to tell you a thousand times. Yeah. You know, I had a little dream about My dad is with the Lord. Yeah, thank you, baby. It was stretch out the hand toward him. So I had a dream a few years about my dad. My dad passed away in 98, and it was a beautiful dream. It was so vivid that, you know, we always hug goodnight. We always said goodnight, you know. And then later in years, we began to say those words, I love you. I mean, we're raised where it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to say those words. Use those words all you can. You know, one of the best things that he said to Jan while he was still living is, I love you, you know. But in that dream, we hugged, and we didn't have stairs in our house, but he went on these stairs, looked up the stairs, and there was nothing but sky. That pastor I told you about, he led my dad. My dad was a good man, but he worked all the time. But my pastor led him to the Lord, you know, before he passed away. I want to tell you, thank God for church. Thank God for your pastors. Thank God for the people sitting in the pews. Even if they do get on your nerves, it's all right, right? You have families, they get on your nerves sometime, right? Your family, amen. This is Jan. They tell me, she signs. Got a little scratchy throat this morning, sorry about that. But I'm telling you, we used to travel back in the 90s, and I tell you, more than one pastor would say, hey, why don't you just sing and let her talk? So, all right, so here she is. This is Jan.
That's the truth, right?
He's so silly. You know that song that he just did 1,000 times? When he first wrote it, and I'm a sign language interpreter, so I had been out working, and I came home, and he sang that song for me. He said, I want you to hear this song I sing. And he sang that song to me, and he started crying, and I said, I'm right here. I'm right here. No, but that song actually has brought some comfort to my mother. Lost her husband about 6-7 years ago on Christmas Day, and she really likes that song. It's brought a blessing to her. The other day, I was riding in the car with somebody, and they said, well, first of all, do y'all ever have any road rage here in a small town? Do you ever have that? Do you? Yeah. Well, in Oklahoma City, we do. I don't remember us having it a long time ago, and I don't know if our hometown actually has much road rage. I mean, because people would know who you were, because everybody knows everybody, right? But, you know, we're driving down the road, and somebody's, like, whipping in front of us and whipping that way, and then somebody's mad at somebody else, and, you know, they're doing all this. And my son told me last night, he actually saw a wreck happen, and it was because somebody was really angry and trying to speed around and was mad at this other car or whatever. You know, so when I was in the car and all this was going on, the person I was riding with said, this whole world has gone crazy. You ever feel that way? I mean, poor Israel has been in war for like how many years, and then they have some peace, and then they have war again. There's war going on there, and we've got, you know, our former president is in court, and our today president's approval ratings are nothing, hardly. And I mean, without getting political, we need some good, strong, godly leadership, you know, over our country. We do, and we need to pray for that, because that's scriptural, to pray for those who are in leadership over you. Let's pray for God to bring those people in and to the forefront that will lead people and not be ashamed to actually lead, you know, letting God lead them, right? But if we're not careful, we'll get so distracted by thinking about all the things that are wrong, because there's that, there's the war, there's shootings almost every single day, even in the schools, you know, or at the churches and that kind of thing. And we can think the whole world's gone crazy. But as quickly as that person said that, I said, it was the same way. You know, why do we think that way now? Because the Bible says it's going to be that way in the last days, you know. In Noah's day, it was all of that stuff going on. Now, they may not have had the shootings that we have in the schools, but, I mean, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And when it describes the days of Noah before God destroyed the earth, it was pretty bad. And then God said he wouldn't destroy the earth again. But Jesus is coming back. So, you know, if we look in Psalms chapter 37, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Enjoy safety with God. Because whatever happens in the world, you know, is that closer it gets time for Jesus to come back, things get more and more evil, it seems like. But things are more and more godly as well. Godly people, if you have Jesus in your heart and you understand what's happening, it's time to dig in with tooth and toenail. You know what I mean? dig in with all of your roots and have Jesus first in your life and in everything that you do, because we know that Satan's already been defeated. So whenever that rears up its ugly head, we know that God is so much more powerful and he has a plan. The children of Israel, when they were led out of Egypt, they were hungry. You know, in Psalms it says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. They didn't beg for bread. God dropped it down from heaven for them, you know? And a lot of times we feel like, oh, woe is me. I've just stubbed my toe, you know, or whatever. But God is still God right in the middle of all of it. He is still God. In Luke chapter 21, it's a whole chapter about the end times and all the things happening. It talks about famines and pestilence. And every day when you watch TV, you can see all these negative things. And I won't watch it. I do a little bit just so I know what's going on, because I don't want to be like oblivious, but mostly watch the weather. But you need to know these things. But as we know these things, just know that in verse 28, it says, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Look up. There's another scripture that says, he is the glory and the lifter of our head. When we feel sad, our head goes down. When we feel defeated, our head goes down. When we're worried, our head goes down. He's the glory and the lifter of your head. He will lift you up to look up to him, because he is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. He's always at work. When we pray, he hears. Anybody in here praying for somebody to be saved? Is there someone on your heart that you need to see saved? Well, I've got some folks I'm praying for too. And I want you to know that there's absolutely nothing too difficult for God. My dad, when I was growing up, he was abusive to us. He was never faithful to mom. You know, it was not a happy childhood, really. And I remember talking to him about Jesus. And I was 8 years old when I started talking to him about Jesus. He had been going to church, and then he stopped because he and my Sunday school teacher, you know. Well, anyway, so keep your eyes on Jesus, even if you're in the church. Just a side note there. Keep your eyes on Jesus and not on other people. So I was trying to talk to him about Jesus. We're sitting on the couch at our home, and I'm trying to get him to go to church. And he says, don't talk to me about that again. You're making me mad. Do it again. I'm pulling my belt off. And he meant it. I knew what he meant, you know. So I was scared of him. So I didn't, but I kept praying for him. All of these years, I kept praying for him and praying for him. And I was afraid of him, you know, but I was praying for him, because in my childlike mind, I thought, you know, if he just has Jesus in his heart, everything's going to be wonderful in my life. My family's going to be happy. The whole world, everything's going to be sunshine, roses, daisies, everything. So I kept praying for him. So as years went by, I kept praying for him. And it took years and years. And I don't know if you all have ever prayed for years for a person to be saved or not. Anybody in here ever prayed for somebody for, say, gosh, 20 years for one person? 20 years? No? How about 10 years? You ever pray for somebody for 10 years? Oh, we got some people there. How about 42 years? That's how long it took, and my daddy got saved. Let's give a hand for Jesus. If it was your daddy, you'd be clapping louder than that. Guaranteed, guaranteed. Now, did that make my childhood all happy and roses and my family all hunky-dory? No, but you know, the last time I prayed and I was in my closet. Not that you have to be in a literal closet, but I was, because I wanted to be completely alone. I didn't want people bothering me. And I was crying out to God, and I said, God, I love daddy, but I don't even need a daddy anymore. I'm a grown-up woman. I don't need him to make me feel secure or loved or any of those things. But God, don't let my daddy die and go to hell. He's the one responsible for me even being here on the earth, my mom and dad. And I said, God, if it possible, and I know I'm being really greedy now, and these are my words to God, because I talk to him just like I do you. I said, God, it would be so nice if he just said he was sorry. And then I didn't pray anymore. So then a few weeks later, my brother calls me and he says, "Hey, Jan, guess what? Daddy got saved." And I was like, "Oh, cool." You know, and then the back of my mind, I'm doubting, which is so silly because I had just prayed and was asking God for that, right? But then on Easter, right after that, I'm in Arkansas visiting my mom, and I get a phone call. And I look at the phone, and his number's not in my caller ID because, you know, we don't have any contact. And my parents are not together, by the way. So I answer the phone, and I knew it was him, and he said, "Janice, you know who this is, right?" And I said, "Yes, this is your daddy." "I know." And I didn't really know what to say because things were awkward. You know, we never talked. And he said, "I just wanted you to know that I got saved." And I said, "Yes, I was really happy to hear that when Dennis told me. You know, I was really happy about that." And then he said, "And I want you to know I forgive you." And I was like, "I'm going to throw this phone." But then, it's a long story. He forgave me for telling someone else some things that he had done. But anyway, so then he said, "But I want you to forgive me too. I'm sorry." Those are big words, big words, big words. Think of the hardest person that you've ever known or ever met or ever seen. Someone who drinks a lot, someone who hits a lot. That was my daddy. Cold and very, very full of pride. God got through to him. God goes the extra mile. He gave me that bonus I was asking for, which was the apology. And he didn't even have to do that, you know? God just does over and beyond anything that we really, really think, even though I had asked for it. He apologized to me, and I was like, "Man, I know he's saved now." No doubt about it. God saved him. So keep on praying. Keep on believing for those that you love to be saved. Don't ever give up. There's absolutely nothing impossible with our God. And I've told Ray before, I will believe for anything, for anybody, anytime, anywhere. I have no doubts. God, not only in his word, says so, but I've seen it with my eyes. He's proved it. So when you're praying for something or someone, no matter what it is, know that it's just like that song. Even when you don't see it, he's still working. If you don't feel it, he's still working. He's still working because he is the God of miracles, just like that song that Ray just did. Oh, will do. Sorry. Oops. There's another song that he's getting ready to do, though, and it's Picture Perfect. And I don't know if you all ever watch movies, but there was a movie that came out a few years back, Beautifully Broken. It was a kind of Christian movie about Rwanda and that war and that whole thing. Well, the guy who produced that, his name is Eric Welch, and he's a friend of ours. His parents were having their 50th wedding anniversary. And so he called, he wanted Ray to come, and they were doing a little surprise thing for his parents to have a cake. And they wanted him to do a wedding ceremony and let them renew their vows. And so on the way there, Ray said, "You know what would be real cool if we just wrote a song on the way there?" So from Oklahoma City to Tulsa, we wrote this song, Picture Perfect. And it was really easy for us to write because we've been married so long as well. You know, you go through life and there's a lot of things that go on, but you grow closer together when you've got God in the middle of it.
So when her dad got saved, he got like many A's. You can't get around him without talking about the Lord. I'm telling you, isn't God good? And she was talking about Eric Welch. Eric also does all the videos for Toby Mac, and he's done, what's our girl from Chakota? He's done her videos and stuff. Yeah, Carrie Underwood, yeah. A little struggling singer, bless her heart, you know, pray for her, you know. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, he got saved. Saved. He's serving the Lord now. And whatever you're believing for, I'm telling you, God can do it. Amen? Whatever it is, whatever you're believing for this morning, God can do a miracle. Amen. And how many have been married for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 55? Wow, that's awesome. Wow, my goodness. This is called Picture Perfect. Look back at our picture many years ago, when we were young at heart, we didn't know, and we were pretty skinny too, right? The years have played so fast, while the days have moved so slow, while we still have one another, I want you to know. At times were good, times were bad, and the best years that we had were times of faith, times of doubt, when we had to work things out. When anger raged, love forgave, all the memories we've made. The prettiest picture I see, picture perfect to the T. Here with me. Now, if you got your honey beside you, pull them in tight. It's a good smooching song. Not going to do that. Life's a photograph, many memories of people we adore, places that we've seen. Love will paint each season into a masterpiece. Canvas of my heart, baby, it's you and me. When times were good, when times were bad, and the best years that we had were time to fade and time to doubt. When we had to work things out, when anger raged, love forgave, all the memories we've made. Prettiest picture I see, picture perfect to the T. Oh, I only have this one regret, that we can't do it all again. If I could, I'd spend a million lives with you. Oh, I'll frame this moment in my heart, a priceless work of art. In times were good, when times were bad, and the best years that we had were times of faith and times of doubt. When we had to work things out, when anger raged, love forgave, for the memories we've made. Prettiest picture I see, picture perfect to me. I wish for all eternity you here with me. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. You know the song? The emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best who a world of loss sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Now we'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Do we have any veterans in this place this morning? Anyone that served in the military? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty above the fruit plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Thank you so much for those of you that serve so we could worship like this morning without any fear. Amen. Amen. Lord, we want to thank you, God, how good you've been. I love that song says, because all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. Isn't that true? Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. You've been so good to us, Lord. I will sing of the goodness of God. And Lord, we thank you for this church. Amen. I thank God for that little church in Des Arc, Arkansas. If it weren't for that church, if it weren't for that pastor, if it weren't those people who love me, I wouldn't be here today. Amen. This is all. I had a friend that said, Would you be opposed to writing Southern Gospel? I said, no, I'll try one. So it actually came out a little more country, but I love this song. And it tells you. It kind of starts out a little bit, doesn't it? I hope you love this church. Like I love this church. I love these pastors. We don't have a smoke. All those fancy lights, the steeple and our pews. You don't have pews anymore, right? Maybe out of style. Some say our day is over. That's a lie. That it's time to close the door. No way. But in this little church, we're family. And Jesus Christ is Lord. You believe that? Because here in this little church, God moves in big ways. He's done great things in the past and mighty miracles today. The Spirit's moving. Jesus saves. Here in this little church, God moves in big ways. We might sing a hymn about amazing grace, but try a brand new song, it may not sound the same. We're just singing from our hearts, an old piano and guitar. Let this little church touch heaven and Jesus be the star. Yes, he's the star, man. Here in this little church, God moves in big ways. He's done great things in the past and mighty miracles today. The Spirit's moving and Jesus saves. Here in this little church, and God moves in big ways. We may be small, but God is great. Every heart that lifts up his name from every nation, tongue, and tribe. Let the church arise and shine. 'Cause here in this little church, God moves in big ways. He's done great things in the past and mighty miracles. Today the Spirit's moving and Jesus saves. 'Cause here in this little church, God moves. Who's got saved in this church before? Oh, the Spirit's moving. How many of you felt the Spirit here before? Jesus, maybe you feel him today. Here in this little church, God moves in big ways. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing one more song this morning, but before we do, Pastor, did you want to, do you have a prayer team or any that want to come and pray this morning? I watched your service last week, and I thought, wow, God showed up in the house, didn't he?
Whew. Come up front this morning. Have some of our prayer partners come up front. We'll have some at the back. And if you need prayer, Ray's going to lead us into some more, a few more songs. One more song, is that right? Or
one more worship song.
One more worship song, and we'll go out with a song today. But if you need prayer concerning anything that you going on in your life, I want you to come up here to one of us prayer partners, and we have some prayer partners there at the back, okay? So just feel comfortable getting out of your chair, coming to one of us, and we want to pray with you and agree with you by faith. Amen.
Amen. You know, God gives us all gifts. You know, Jan and I have been in ministry, pastoral ministry, I guess, since we were, teenagers and then full-time early 20s. But really it was music that opened the doors for me. And I don't know what your gift this morning. Her mom bakes and cooks. And when she does that, they have revival. I mean, everybody shows up to the church. You know what I'm saying? Some people have a gift of giving. Some people are amazing in the sound booth, and all our gifts go through you. Thank you so much. Some people, they just make you feel good. They're encouragers. Some people, they're in the prayer closet, but you never know it. But they're praying and miracles are happening. But first, I want to say this morning, let God stir up the gift that's in you, that thing that you just can't. This morning, Brother Ronnie showed that he's doing some art now, right? That's releasing something that God already put in you. Isn't that amazing? Now, you probably have other gifts besides that, but I don't know what God has put in your heart this morning. But let him stir that up in you this morning. Amen? If you're a giver, be a giver. If you like to serve, serve. If you like to encourage, encourage. Whatever that gift is, let God stir you up in that gift. I also want to say this morning, if there's something you're believing God for, it may not take 42 years. It might be 42 days or minutes, seconds. But God wants to do miracles here today. Amen. This song opened up miracles for me. It connected me with some of the greatest musicians and singers I could have never imagined being around. And without songs like this, I would have never been able to see you this day. I'd never been able to come and meet you guys and be a part. I'm telling you, God wants to do great things. Brother Mark's got these things in his heart, you know. Father, I just pray for the gifts and the callings and Lord, the things that you want to do, Lord, in each one of them, Lord. I know that you have a perfect plan, God, for each one of them. And this morning, God, stir up in us, Lord, faith to believe that you can do anything. That, Lord, you're already working in our behalf. That even when we don't see it, Lord, you're working. Even when, Lord, we don't hear it, Lord, or feel it. I want you to stand this morning and just begin to press into the Lord. And just say, Lord, this is what I need. I hear you whisper in the waiting. I know you're near when storms are raging. You are the rock of all the ages, the God of miracles. Do you need a healing this morning? Your finances be blessed. Lord, what do you need this morning? You are the Lord who never changes. Yesterday, today, and always. You make a way where there's no way. You make a way where there is no way. Do you believe that this morning? The God of miracles. And whatever you need from the Lord this morning, believe for it. Believe for a miracle. Because nothing, nothing, nothing's too hard for you. Everything is possible. Hard for you. You're the God of miracles. Everything is possible. You may have a hard time believing about you, but listen, God's grace can cover it. Come on. He wants to work. He wants to bless you this morning. He wants to bless you. Shut the mouths of hungry lions. The same God. You are the fourth man in the fire. No matter what fire you're going through this morning, you heal the sick, you walk on water. You're the God of miracles. So the same God that parted the Red Sea is here this morning. And nothing, nothing, nothing's too hard for you. Everything is possible. And nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for you. You're the God of miracles. Everything is possible. You're the God of miracles. Everything is possible. Cause you are for us, not against us. You never leave us, nor forsake us. You're working all things for our good. And everything is possible. You are for us, not against us. You never leave us, nor forsake us. You're working all things for our good. Everything is possible. You're the God of miracles. Everything is possible. You're the God of miracles. Everything is possible. I believe in miracles. How about you today? Do you believe that God can do it? Whatever it is. Because even when I don't see it, God, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, God, you're working, God. So would you just grab the hand of the person beside you? Father, we thank you for the one on our left and our right. Miracles. We speak miracles into their lives, Lord. I thank you for these young people, Lord, that you begin to speak destiny in their hearts. Purpose. God, give them a passion for you like never before. for these moms and dads, God. Thank you, Lord, there's a priestly anointing on them for their homes. No matter what it feels like or looks like, God, help them, Lord, to speak your word and your love. And the grandmas and grandpas, man, God wants to stir up stuff in you. Woo, if your heart's still beating, he still wants to do great things through you and in you. You're a miracle that you're here today. Thank God for every one of you. And today is a miracle. God's going to continue to do miracles in your lives. Amen and amen and amen. Would you stretch your hands toward your pastors? Father, we just thank you for Pastor Mark and Jaden. I need a couple people to just come here and lay hands on them. Put some hands on them. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this couple. They have hearts toward you, and they have hearts toward the people and toward this community. And not just this community, but Lord, they love those that are outside, Lord, and those around the world. Lord, there's a big heart there. God, you placed it. So Father, I think you would bless them, Lord. Stir up those amazing gifts that's in them, Lord. Just stir it up, Lord. Father, I thank you to surround them with amazing people, God. Not only do you surround them like a shield with your presence, but God, you surround them with good people, Lord, that they can count on. And not just words, not just words. Yeah, you can count on me, Pastor, but actions and for real. So, Father, I do thank you for this church, for these pastors. Lord, I know the little church I was in has sent people around the world. And God, that's what you're doing right here from Leedy, Oklahoma. Lord, I pray you bless them financially. Thank you for all the finances that come into that van. Lord, we thank you for those new computers. Lord, we thank you for every need being met in the church and in these pastors, Lord, and in these people, Father. In Jesus' name, healing. This is what I believe for 2024. God wants to bless you exceedingly, abundantly more in 2024. Everyone say that. Exceedingly, abundantly more in 2024. Now, you got your hands on them. Now take those hands and hug on them, love on them. Amen. Somebody put a big old wet kiss right up in front of Pastor Marker. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for having us this morning. You guys are, this is a wonderful looking church, I'm telling you. Look at your neighbor and say, you're looking good too. Amen. And if you're over the 50 crowd or over the 60 or 70 crowd, just tell yourself, say, I still got it, don't I, baby? You know. So much, you know. There, amen.
Amen. Love you, Leroy.
When he was singing that song, I just told him about the edge.
It's good to see everybody this morning. Golly, I'm telling you what, presence of God is here. Thank you that Gary was here this morning. Thank you for all of you being here this morning. And I tell you, Ray and Jan are going to be back here at their table. They're and I encourage you to go back there. You can buy, you know, CDs if you still have a CD player. I can't believe that's gone out, Micah. It's crazy. But you can he can let you know how to get in, you know, contact with them and their ministry and all their music. He has a website. Just they have great music that they've written. I've got a I think, is that basket still back there marked by you? Yeah. So if you we want to be a blessing to Ray and Jan and their ministry. And so if you want to give to their ministry, you just make your check out to the church. If you're giving cash, you can use that envelope. But just be sure to write on the memo or somewhere on there, you know, Ray and Jan or just Ray or whatever you want to do. And we'll make sure that they get that check here later. So I'm going to go ahead and dismiss, okay? So I want everybody to stand up. I'm going to speak a blessing over you and want us to be a blessing to Ray and Jan. Didn't they do an awesome job? Give them a big hand clap. Amen. You know, and I agree with Leroy. Leroy Boatman had a word for Ray and Jan that their ministry is going to go into more. And I know, and he does, right? Or Leroy didn't know any of this. God does, but I knew some of Ray's story. He's been stepping more and more, what he was challenging us all today, stepping more and more into our gifts. What God's really called us to do. And I've seen Ray and Jan doing that, and God just keeps opening up more and more doors, like he talked about the God of miracles that he wrote and how that opened up tremendous doors for him. So there's going to be even, I agree with you, Leroy, and with God, that more and more doors are going to open for this couple. So keep them in your prayers. Amen. But I want to speak this blessing over you, and I'm going to let Ray and Jan go back here to their product table. We're going to be a blessing to them once you go back there and hug their necks and visit with them. But if you got your family there with you, I want you to grab them by their hands, and I'm going to speak this blessing over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hug somebody's neck and say, you are a miracle. Amen. Love you guys.